Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today in Science from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
A new kind of space explosion reveals the birth of a black hole. A supernova-like explosion, dubbed the Camel, appears to be the result of a newborn black hole eating a star from the inside out. By Jonathan O'Callaghan. In 2018, astronomers were shocked to find a bizarre explosion in a galaxy 200 million light-years away. It wasn't like any normal supernova seen before. It was both briefer and brighter. The event was given an official designation, AT 2018 COW, but it soon went by a more jovial nickname, the COW. This short-lived event, known as a transient, defied explanation. Some thought it might be a star being torn apart by a nearby black hole, but others favored a failed supernova scenario, where a black hole quite literally eats a star from the inside out. But to find out for sure, they needed to find more cow-like events. More than 2 years later, they got one. Beginning on October 12, 2020, telescopes watched as something in a galaxy 3 billion light-years away became extremely bright, then disappeared from view. It behaved almost identically to the cow, astronomers reported in a paper posted on the online preprint site archive.org last week, leading them to conclude that it must be the same type of episode. In keeping with tradition, it was given its own animal-inspired name, the Camel. "It's really exciting," says Deanne Kopians, an astrophysicist at Northwestern University. "The discovery of a new transient like AT 2018 COW shows that it's not a complete oddball. This is a new type of transient that we're looking at." The COW was a complete surprise, and astronomers weren't really sure what they were looking at when it appeared. The Camel, in contrast, was like a burglar tripping the new alarm system. "We were able to realize what it was within a few days of it going off," said Daniel Purley, an astrophysicist at Liverpool John Moores University who led the new study. "And we got lots of follow-up data." 4 days later, the team used telescopes in the Canary Islands and Hawaii to obtain vital data on its properties. They later put out an alert to other astronomers on a service called the Astronomer's Telegram. The event was given two designations. One, AT 2020 XND, came from a global catalog of all transients, and the other, ZTF 20 ACIGMEL, came from the Zwicky Transient Facility, the telescope where it was discovered. The team twisted the latter into its Camel nickname. XND didn't quite have the same ring to it, said Purley. Now, like its predecessor, the Camel became very bright in a short time, reaching its peak in 2 or 3 days. It grew about 100 times brighter than any normal type of supernova. Then it rapidly dimmed in a process that lasted just days rather than weeks. "It fades very fast, and while it's fading, it stays hot," Purley said. Prior to the discovery, astronomers had sifted through historical data to find two additional cow-like events, the Koala and the CSS-161010. But the camel is the first to be seen in real time and thus studied in detail since the cow. The four events have similar properties. They quickly get bright and then fade fast. They're also hot, which makes them look blue. But these fast blue optical transients are not identical. The explosion itself and the sort of zombie afterlife behavior, those are quite similar, said Anna Ho, an astrophysicist at the University of California, Berkeley, who discovered the Koala and was part of the CAMEL discovery team. The events all appear to be some sort of explosion from a star that collides with nearby gas and dust. But the collision stage, where you're seeing the explosion collide with the ambient material, that has shown some variation in the amount of material lying around and the speed in which the shockwave from the explosion is plowing through the material. The leading idea at the moment is the failed supernova hypothesis. The process begins when a massive star, around 20 times the mass of our sun, reaches the end of its life and exhausts its fuel. Its core then collapses, beginning what would normally be a regular supernova, where infalling material rebounds back out, leaving behind a dense object called a neutron star. But in cases like the camel and the cow, something unusual happens in the process to core collapse, said Perley. What we claim is that instead of collapsing to a neutron star, it collapsed straight into a black hole, and most of the star fell into the black hole. As the black hole eats the star's outer layers, it begins to spin rapidly, producing powerful jets that fire out from the poles. We're seeing the explosion of light caused by the jets as they burst through the outer layers. Other ideas have also been proposed, such as an event where a black hole of intermediate mass rips material from an orbiting star, but that idea isn't widely accepted. That was an exotic idea, said Brian Metzger, a theoretical astrophysicist at Columbia University. I'm less inclined to believe more exotic things. The exciting thing about the CAMEL is that astronomers were able to rapidly collect more data, including radio and X-ray data. That could prove very useful in working out what causes these events, said Stephen Smart, an astronomer at Queen's University Belfast who was the first to spot the cow back in 2018. The data we have from the CAMEL almost mimics the object in 2018, he said. It gives us some confidence that we could pick out more of these objects and work out what they might be. Ho said that this should now be possible thanks to improvements in observational techniques that make these events easier to spot. Initially, we were just looking for events that brightened very quickly, she said. Since then, we've learned that cow-like objects not only brighten very quickly, they also fade very quickly. The hope now is that more of these objects will spring up so they can be studied in greater detail. It's an example of how, when we observe the sky, we find things that are utterly unexpected, said Ho.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.